Yes, Playhouse Y94. Looking forward to the 7 o'clock hour here. I knew it was over when. Stupid Stories, Playhouse Pop Quiz. First, though, a round of speed therapy. Now, the idea of speed therapy is, you know, if you ever heard group therapy on the show, you know, somebody will have this thing and we'll, you know, go on about it for like, you know, 5-10 minutes as we try to help somebody through this. In speed therapy, it's kind of situations where we're like, we can fly right through this bad boy. So first up in speed therapy, we have 5 cases today. Case number one. Mike, what is it going on that you have been thinking about your ex?
Well, all right. I'm single, but about a year and a half ago, I was with a woman who, to be completely honest, I cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
We were having some issues, and I stepped out on her one time, and when she found out, she broke up with me. You know, it's not something I've ever done before to anyone else, or I can't even believe I did it to her. If the roles were reversed, I probably would have left her too, you know?
Sure.
But now she's currently with someone else, and I don't have any desire to get back to her or rekindle anything, but I have been thinking a lot lately about what happened between the two of us. So I was wondering if people think it's worth me taking the time to write a letter, just explaining how bad I feel, like, about the whole thing. And, you know, that our relationship really did mean a lot for me, and I'm just really sorry about what I did. You know, I want the best for her, and if it's the guy she's with now, it's awesome. I'm happy for her. You know, I just want her to know that I'm sorry.
And this isn't you trying to get with her?
No, really. I don't want that. I don't want it to seem that way either to her, you know. I don't want her or the guy she's with to feel like I'm intruding, you know. They've got their whole life going on. I'm not trying to dig up the past or anything. I don't know. I just want to know, I guess, if other women would appreciate someone letting them know that they're deeply sorry for how things turned out. And, you know, I've learned and I've grown from it. And I want to let her know that. But, I mean, is that selfish of me? Is it better if I just stay away or what?
We got it, Mike. Thank you. Speed therapy. Do you think you guys would appreciate a message like that?
Yeah, I think like an apology. Definitely don't insinuate that you want anything from it. Also, it doesn't warrant a response from her. Let her know that. Just say, I am sorry. I take responsibility for what I did, and I understand that I hurt you, and kind of go from there. I think that'll bring both of you closure, actually, if you do something like that. It's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. I think how he said it to us is exactly how he can say it to her. Like, I'm happy for you. I'm not trying to bring up the past, but over the past year, I've really thought about what has happened with our relationship, and I truly am sorry for if I hurt you and everything I put you through. But I'm happy that you are able to move on and you're in this new relationship, and agree with Jamie that, yeah, she does not need to respond, but maybe just getting that message, it will give her closure on what happened in that relationship.
I would almost go ahead, because you were worried that it's going to seem like you're trying to get back with her, which I do think it's possible it would read that way, unless you maybe even directly pointed out, like, the happy that you found somebody, and I feel like I have to say, this is just me wanting to apologize for this, for some closure. I want you to understand I'm not trying to interfere with what you got going on. I'm not, I almost, if you pointed out, that at least takes away that possibility that either her or her new guy would be like,
yeah,
I don't know about this.
Because it could leave her questioning, like, oh, is he trying to get back with me now? So if you put that in there,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that way it's just at least clear that that's not what's going on there. All right, next up in speed therapy, let's go in with first initial L. I think maybe even wanted a slight voice change. What's going on with you and your ex?
Hi, morning. I'm going through a breakup right now. This guy and I, we dated for a few years, and we lived together. So we bought a lot of things, like furniture, home decor, a really nice television. And kind of that's what's causing the problem.
Oh, so exactly.
Well, okay, so I initiated the breakup. I broke up with him, so I'm the one moving out, which is totally fine. But even though we weren't legally married, I feel like he owes me some money for the furniture he wants to keep and the security deposit on our apartment that I helped with as well. My mom came up with the term breakup alimony, and I guess I was just wondering if that's a normal thing people ask for after a breakup.
Can you define what breakup alimony would be?
Breakup alimony is like compensation for the person who makes less money and gets the most financially screwed over in a breakup. Kind of like what an ex-wife would get.
Okay. Well, I think that would make perfect sense that if you bought a bunch of stuff together that you should split it up and split money and costs and stuff. I mean, that's just part of a breakup.
I miss, though, are they splitting the furniture or is she keeping everything?
I mean, if she's keeping everything, then it's your, you know, I don't think that he'd give you money then.
No.
Yeah.
If anything, you should give him money.
Yeah. Like when my boyfriend and I broke, or my ex-boyfriend and I broke up, we had a shared credit card. So I did pay my remainder of like what we had on the credit card. But otherwise, like he kept all the furniture and stuff. I didn't, or like the house, he bought that. I'm not paying for that.
Did he keep furniture that was yours?
Yes, and I'm actually trying to get some of it back currently.
Oh, so you can kind of understand then.
So I want a couch for my office.
Oh.
I actually, it's a couch Jamie gave me, and I want it back.
Well, is he going to give it to you back?
Just say Jamie wants it back. That's the...
Oh, he doesn't want to give it back.
No, I messaged him, and I said, can I have the couch that Jamie gave us back? And he said, no. And he said, but you can have your couches in the... that are downstairs, but they're like sofas. Like, I can't bring that in my office or else I'm gonna have no room.
Yeah, I mean, seeing as your coworker gave you, I'm not trying to just be therapy on you, but I think it's pretty obviously your couch.
But I don't think that she should get money. No, like when I had to use my own money to get an apartment then, like when I moved out of the house, like you have to be responsible on your own.
If you have things that are intertwined together and you bought things together, I mean, it's fair to be like equitable and fair and like divide things up. That's just the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, just because you weren't married doesn't mean that you probably don't have things you bought together that got to be split up fairly. But you also got to be kind of like your own advocate, too. Otherwise, there's the potential that you're going to have somebody in the relationship that's kind of like a hog about it and like, no, this is all my stuff. You know, you got to be your own advocate and kind of fight for stuff a little bit.
Yeah, I think you just gotta move on. But I've never heard of that term before.
Do you have
alimony?
I kind of like it. It's not bad. I like the idea of breakup alimony. Do you have any more couches that Amy can have? Do you have any more spare furniture?
No, I don't right now, but I am planning on getting a new one eventually.
Oh, good. You can have.
But the ones you already had would be too big for my office as well.
Well, you know, we'll just find you a new office.
Thanks.
We'll find you. We got a conference room.
Can I take that?
put you in there. That's a new office. And X-Speed Therapy, kind of similar, except what this guy wants to be reimbursed for post-breakups, a little weird. As Playhouse Speed Therapy, 1 out of 4. You're up next, Jenny. What are you guys fighting with? Is your old fiancé?
So, I was engaged, but not anymore. And I gave him his ring back and everything. I decided it wasn't going to work because between us, I don't know. I really wasn't ready to get married. But anyway, about 9 months prior to our breakup, I told him I was interested in breast augmentation surgery, and he volunteered to kind of pay for it. But now he's saying that I should have to pay him back for those.
So he paid for the augmentation surgery, and now that you broke up, he wants money back. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to take them out or anything, but he definitely wants to be, like, reimbursed for them.
And remind me, how many months before the breakup was the surgery?
About 9 months ago.
And what was the length of your relationship total?
Just under 3 years.
And he volunteered to pay for this. You never asked?
Yeah. He knew it would make me happy, and he said he'd do it, so...
Huh. All right. So do you think that he should get reimbursed for the augmentation surgery post breakup? That's really what this comes down to.
I mean, it was like I could understand if like she got the surgery and then broke up with him right away. But it was 9 months. That's still a pretty long time. And he did it voluntarily. Like he said, yeah, I'll pay for it. It will make you happy. So I would consider it a gift. And no.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a gift. Also, if she had the money to pay for it herself, she probably would have already. And to have to be like, you know what? I know I gave that to you, but I need you to pay for it now is kind of ridiculous. Move on. Offer it to your next girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really his mistake. You know, that's you make an investment in something. You want to make sure you get your money's worth. You know, he should have. maybe not let the relationship bomb out then and worked harder on the relationship, I guess.
True.
If you wanted to be able to stick around to be part of that. No, I think that's like a present. There's really not much you can do about that. I can see that there's some people that maybe would feel guilty, and if they have the financial means to pay back some of that or all of it, they would. But I don't think you're expected to like that. Probably not something you should buy for somebody that you're not, like, married to, I suppose.
Right.
Granted, it was your fiancé. Yeah, it sucks for him, but he could also try to work hard to save the relationship, I suppose.
She also said, though, it's not like I have to get him out. That would cost more money then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a reduction or to get them taken out is probably around, like, $3,000 to $4,000.
What's the installation cost?
Oh, I think the installation. I know Chrissy Teigen's cost $12,000.
I feel like, though, is that normal or is that, like, celebrity, like, crazy surgery?
I don't know. I saw somebody in my Fargo Moms group say that she got it done here in town, Sanford, and I think that they were like, some people were shocked at how cheap it was. So I don't know what it was, though.
I just talked to someone who was going to get them done for $6,000.
In Mexico?
No, here.
Wait,
and this was also, but this was like 12 years ago when she wanted to get them done.
Why aren't we running this contest yet? Now there's a prize. Sign up at y94.com. Speed therapy. Next up, let's dive in with Kira's up next. What are you dealing with?
My boyfriend of about a year and a half, he lent me his laptop because I went on a trip for work, and his is way nicer than mine.
Gotcha.
And while I was on my trip, I clicked around a little bit. I wouldn't even call it snooping. I was just looking at some of his pictures and stuff for fun because I missed him. And anyway, he had a folder kind of buried in a few other folders in his photos, and the folder had, like, a few pictures and videos of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch much of the videos because it was clearly him with his ex-girlfriend. So my thing now is, do I tell him, like, I saw these, first of all? And secondly, can I ask him to delete these things off of his computer?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's probably... Once you're in a new, established, committed relationship, you know, even if he doesn't realize they're there, it would make logical sense to purge out some of the adult stuff from previous. I think that's the right thing to do.
I think that you delete them after you know that the relationship is, like, going long term. I don't think you delete them initially, just in case.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
it depends.
To go back to.
But yeah, like, how long have they been dating? That's like... If it's a new relationship, it might be awkward for her to ask him to delete it, but I would say I saw them and be like, it made me uncomfortable that you still even have these.
Yeah, if nothing else, you at least hide it better up in the cloud.
I also think, like, the ex-girlfriend might feel weird that he still has those.
Yeah, well, and that is a risk that you take when you do any sort of pictures, video, sculptures, whatever, right, with somebody. You never know what they're going to do. You never had somebody sculpt you before?
No.
Oh, it's so sensual. You never watched Ghost?
No.
Pottery, man.
They don't, like, sculpt each other. They make, like, a bowl.
Well, that's where I got the idea to do the sculpting.
Okay.
And I'm kind of bowl-shaped, so it is kind of like sculpting me. So we all think that if they're committed, it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And finally, in speed therapy, Nora, you're battling it out with your parents. What's going on?
Hi. Well, okay, so I have this thing. I'm getting married this winter, and it's all coming together, but I'm just really frustrated with both my mother and my father because they keep trying to push their own ideas on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard because, like, I feel like they're feeling like it's their wedding, and because they're paying for it. And I want to, you know, I want to give them the wedding that they're asking for since they're paying for, but I also want my own wedding, and I feel like I can't put too much more of my own agenda because they are paying for it, and I just feel like I'm stuck with that. And my fiance feels like I should put my foot down and just tell our parents, like, you know, this is my wedding, this is my special day, I want to do it like I want to, and I just feel like I don't know how to go for it since they're paying for it, and it's like ruining the whole experience for me. To the point where I almost rather just not have the actual wedding, like not have their wedding and just get married in court. You know, it's my wedding and it's not their wedding.
I think if you just have a conversation with them and kind of say, like, listen, you got to point out you appreciate what they're investing. Mm-hmm. You got to. appreciate you guys paying for this, that, and the other. Really, really do. But I need you to understand, I kind of have my own vision. And as much as I appreciate the money, I don't want to compromise my vision just because you're paying for it. And I think most parents, once it's pointed out to them that they're being kind of pushy, I think most would back off. And then you got those occasional turds that won't. But you don't know until you try which one you got.
Yeah. If you, as a parent, if you're offering that money to pay for the wedding, you do not get a say. That is not fair. It is their wedding. You offered that money for them to use as they want to for that wedding. I think this happens so often, and it really does wreck that experience for the bride. And like for her, if she doesn't want to get married and she's already at that point and just wants to do the courthouse wedding, that is because of the level of pushiness she's receiving from them. And I think that the best thing she can do is say, I don't want to do this if you guys are going to continue. I want to do it my way, or else we don't do it that way at all.
Yeah,
you just could do a court wedding.
You have to tell them you appreciate it, and you could all, but just, I agree with the fiance, put your foot down. It's your wedding. Say, I'll be open to your ideas, but at the end of the day, I'm going to make the decisions. It's my wedding. Maybe they will come up with a good idea or something, but, and also let them know, like, it's gotten to the point where now I don't even know if I want to go through with this, and you're kind of pushing me to where I want to go to a courthouse.
Yeah, guilt them and make them feel bad.
I think
that's really the best solution here. And it was over when momentarily on the show, Playhouse Pop Quiz, stupid stories in less than 10, including the woman who is in trouble with a zoo because she thought, hey, I'm going to take this selfie with this tiger, but first I'm going to grope its genital area.
Ew.
Now she's alive, so that's a plus. That on the way.
You and our Playhouse.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94. Y94.